We do have popsicle sticks. If you weren't here for the 9:30, what we did is we asked, how would we build an illustration of the church? Would we do it with these popsicle sticks, or would we utilize a pot, a plant, some soil? By the way, just in case you're wondering, I snipped this from my garden. It's not, it's a real thing, but you know, in case you're wondering, wow, that's an awfully fruitful vine straight away. Okay, so which would it be? Children, do I have any takers? Anybody, a guess? The Nevins kids are always keen, yeah. Which one do you suppose we'd use, Mr. Tiley? The craft sticks? You think we'd use the craft sticks? You know what? That's a great guess. That's a great guess. And I think a lot of people would assume that. What would you would probably think like, hey, maybe we could put up kind of four posts and maybe start to put up some siding and we could make a nice little craft stick church. With that in mind, though, and I think a lot of people would share a similar view, let's read what John 15 has to say. Verse 5, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. And actually, what Jesus is saying is, if we want to look at a model of the church, we want to look actually at a vine. We want to look at a grapevine. Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. Now, for this 175th anniversary, we've been wanting to think about building the church. And what we talked about in the 9:30 is how we think of how the church has been built over 175 years. And we think of this structure and we think of the clock that we've got the monument of in the 1980s building of that building and the millennium extension. And we think of how the church has physically, structurally changed. We think of the programs that have changed over time. We think of the staff that has changed over time to what we have right here. And right now. And we even think of building the church in terms of some of the schematics that are in the back that are very exciting. And we think of the website that is lovely and wonderful and new and is fantastic. But actually, all of that is just sort of trellis work. I'm not going to add to this because that's just going to be a faff. But all of that is just trellis work. Those are things that assist the actual building of the church, which is Christ and His body. We're thinking about the present in this particular service. And here's what we would, as a staff, like to present to everyone as far as what we think in our 175th year God is calling us towards. And it's exactly this. It's exactly building the church. Not necessarily having a hyper new commitment towards a program, a hyper-new commitment towards a structure, but a hyper and focused commitment on the body of Christ and knowing Jesus and making Jesus known. We want to see people come to faith in Jesus. We want to see people's lives, families, communities, and cultures transformed by the amazing message that Jesus is Lord. And that through faith in Him, our sins are forgiven, and the Spirit of God dwells in us to change us, transform us, and allow us to live the life that God created us to live and enjoy for His glory and our good. And with that in mind, we are very, very, very excited about the coming months. One of the trellis pieces that we use as Christ Church Virginia Water is Christianity Explored. There's nothing magical about it. There's nothing like mysterious or supernatural about it. It's a mechanism. It's a way for us to help ourselves know Jesus better and to make Him known more effectively. What we would like for the spring is to have the most subscribed and fruitful effort that we've had, and we want to see that happen through Christianity Explored as a delivery mechanism. It's a piece of trellis. We don't want the vine to serve that. We want it to serve the vine. We want it to serve the vine. We want to see people come to know who Jesus is and what Jesus has done this spring in greater numbers than we've seen in the past. In an effort to see that happen, we have, I think, a landmark occasion where across ministries, we are looking at, exploring, and committing to how Christianity Explored can be employed in our ministry for the purpose of growing the vine. So whether that's in children's ministry, looking at how CE can be delivered between the toddler groups, whether that's youth ministry in Sing Soul, the youth ministry version of Christianity Explored, be executed in youth men, whether that's student men in looking at Thursday lunchtime Bible studies and how CE can be used to reach Royal Hallowegians for Christ, whether that is the seniors ministry and looking at how the Good News Cafe can employ CE to help seniors come to know Jesus better, whether that's in your home group, if you as a home group decide we are going to set aside 7 weeks not to just together go through the book of Mark again, but to bring people along to encounter Jesus in our homes. Or if we want to send someone from our home group to the Thursday night course so that people who come to know Jesus can enter into a small group of people who are following him together, whatever mechanism that might be, I don't care. We don't care. We want people to come to know Jesus, and this anniversary be an anniversary that is marked by a commitment to knowing Jesus and making Jesus known in and beyond Virginia Water. And so we want to see this Christmas not simply be an occasion where we remember that Jesus was born, as important as that is. We want to see our Christmas ministries be an opportunity where we say, Christmas Explored, one day, what's it all about? And we want to see the many people who will come to church throughout the Christmas season have an opportunity to not just encounter Christ that time, but to be invited along to encounter Christ again with us. And so this Christmas, we want to be, this is the simple challenge, the simple encouragement, is to shake hands. Shake hands with your friends and your neighbors and your colleagues. Invite them to something that we have going on this Christmas. Not so we have cool numbers go, ooh, well, the Christingles were great this year. But so that people can encounter Jesus. When you show up this Christmas, shoot, when you show up the rest of today and next week and the week after, shake hands. If you see somebody you've never seen before, you've never shaken hands with, shake hands. Just shake hands and invite them along. Statistics are 60% of statistics are made up on the spot, right? But anyhow, they say, the proverbial they, 80% of people who come to church for the first time or as a visitor do so upon the invitation of a church member. And only 2% of church members, churchgoers, actually invite people along. That's staggering. You don't have to twist arms. You don't have to cajole, bribe, manipulate. Just extend an invitation. In WAC, we just finished a series. WAC is the midweek youth ministry for lower secondary school kids. And we just finished a study in Jonah. And Jonah ends with God rebuking Jonah because he doesn't have a heart of compassion for the people of Nineveh like God's. Now, there's two ways to go about this. I can say, shake hands. Go do it. Come on. Stop making excuses. Just go and do it. And you can go and try to do it, and when you fail, and when you, oh, I'm so sorry, that's okay, pat on the back, you know, we'll ask for another opportunity. As a staff, we'd like to encourage you that that's not the way we want to go. That's not the life that Christ has called us to live in him. Rather, what we want to do is we want to sit back and say, what is it in my heart that prevents me from shaking hands? What's my fear? And what's my apprehension? Such a simple thing. I don't need to bend anyone's arm. I can just say, hello, do you want to come to church with me this Christmas? Do you want to come along to Christianity Explored? And they can say yes or no. So what we want to do is before we go out and shake hands, we want to hold hands together. We want to lift our hands to the Lord. We want to put our hands on our hearts, perhaps even get on our knees in support of what our hands will do. And ask God to give us a heart like His for the people in our community whose lives have the possibility to be radically transformed for the better through an encounter with the gospel and through faith in Christ. And so what we actually want to do right now is not something we typically do as Christ Church Virginia Water. What we'd like to encourage you to do is perhaps as a family or with the people who are sitting around you, hold hands. James tells the men, I want men everywhere to lift up, Paul does, lift up holy hands together in prayer. Well, isn't that embarrassing? The great C.S. Lewis says, we are physical creatures as much as spiritual. And oftentimes, it's exactly that submission of our physical body to something like that that demonstrates something of our heart that says, God, I will be even more undignified than this for the purpose of your kingdom, that you may be known. So, I could be a fool right now, and everybody says, Nevins, you're an American. That's what you guys do there. But but I want us all to consider for a moment as we pray, I want us to consider taking on a physical posture of kneeling if you're able, of holding hands with your neighbors, lifting hands or hands on heart to say, God, first fix my heart. Give me a love and a care and compassion for the people around me so that in these months, I could participate with you in building your church. So let's do that now. If you'd like to stand, if you want to kneel, if you're going to hold hands, hands on heart, or raise hands, let's do that right now. All right, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for today. We thank you for 175 years that you have put a gospel witness in this place. Lord, we repent of the times when we've used the vine to serve the trellis. When we've tried to twist arms and bend people into serving a program rather than serving your kingdom. Where we've gotten it backwards. Lord, we more than that repent of how our hearts have not been for our neighbors. How out of fear or insecurity or whatever, Lord, we've kept the message of the gospel to ourselves for fear of humiliation, embarrassment, rejection. And God, you are the God who came and allowed himself to be crushed for our sins and for our iniquities and rose again on the third day in glory and in triumph. So I pray, Lord, that you would arm us with the same attitude, a willingness to be crushed, a willingness to be humiliated, a willingness to be humbled. And Lord, we're sorry that we considered a humiliation when all it takes is a simple, would you come to church with me? Give us courage, Lord. Give us love for our community. Let us not sit in the passive hatred of neglect for the sake of a false peace. But Lord, let us love our neighbor as ourself. We pray, Lord, that you would work in our hearts and our minds, that we would love as you have loved. Lord, and as much as we pray for our own hearts, our own minds, we pray, Lord, that you would work in the hearts and the minds of people with whom we will shake hands. Jonah had half-hearted obedience. And simply said, in 40 days, Nineveh will be overturned. And you moved among that people and they repented. Move in the hearts and the minds of our friends and neighbors and loved ones so that when they receive an invitation, they would say yes. And when they meet you, Christ, they would repent and place faith in you, receiving your Spirit and living a new life that you have come, lived, died, risen again, and ascended into heaven to provide for us all, for your glory, for our good, and for the transformation of our world. And we pray, Lord, that throughout Christmas and in the spring through our efforts with CE, that the trellis would support the vine and we would see the most subscribed and fruitful season of ministry we've seen in a long time. Because you have worked, you have acted, and we have believed, and we saw it happen. And we would no longer say, why doesn't God do cool things like in the past? But we would say, God is alive now, he's done something cool today, and we worship him for it. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen.